Britain awoke to its first day in 70 years with a new monarch today as King Charles III returned to London from the side of his mother's deathbed in Scotland. The mourning period that began yesterday with the passing of 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II continued as thousands gathered outside Buckingham Palace. And across the world, tributes poured in for the late Queen, whose loss is felt deepest among her people. Special correspondent Villa Marx reports from London.
They came in their thousands, mourners and well-wishers filling the streets around Buckingham Palace.
God save the king!
Hours later, the new king, Charles III, arrived at his late mother's longtime home, now his own, and soon after spoke to a grieving nation.
Throughout her life, Her Majesty the Queen, my beloved mother, was an inspiration, an example to me and to all my family. And we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example.
This public address ending on a deeply personal note.
And to my darling mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you.
Among the crowds reacting to that message was Aaron Byers.
Very human, I thought.
Yeah.
Mama, papa, that kind of language, always nice to hear. It's a sign of change, and all just feels very different. It feels very final now. Feels like it's actually happened.
In the House of Commons, members of Parliament wore black, marking their respect for the former head of state with a moment of silence. On her fourth day as Prime Minister, Liz Truss led the tributes.
She was the rock on which modern Britain was built. In an instant yesterday, our lives changed forever. Today, we show the world that we do not fear what lies ahead.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson joining in the praise.
She had the patience and the sense of history to see that troubles come and go and that disasters are seldom as bad as they seem. And it was that indomitability, that humour, that work ethic and that sense of history which together made her Elizabeth the Great.
In Paris, the Eiffel Tower fell dark. French President Emmanuel Macron striking a sombre tone too.
To you, she was your queen. To us, she was the queen. To us all, she would be with us forever.
Condolences too from Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky.
This is a heavy loss for Europe and the whole world. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
With historic ties to Britain, India's front pages filled with her image. In the capital, New Delhi, residents responding to her death.
I remember her in such a way that she's just like our mother's figure. She has attained such a level that everybody loves her.
In Jamaica, where the monarchy has a more mixed reputation, many expressing skepticism about its future.
We will see over the next few years, but I do not expect that he will have the same kind of love as the Queen.
Down with the monarchy, whatever. We don't need kings and queens anymore.
But back in London, no sign of such cynicism among her former subjects here. A lifetime spent in service now ended, a kingdom united by the loss of its beloved queen. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Villa Marx in London.